Speaking in the Oval Office in a joint news conference with Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni, Biden said the U.S. would be pulling out every stop to get additional aid into Gaza, which has been under heavy bombardment by Israel since the October 7th Hamas terror attacks.
In the coming days, we're going to join with our friends in Jordan and others in providing airdrops of additional food and supplies.
Biden said aid was not flowing into Gaza quickly enough and said he was working with Egypt and Qatar to broker an immediate extended ceasefire deal that would allow additional aid in and allow for the release of hostages. Biden administration national security spokesman John Kirby told reporters today at the White House that the airdrop program would be part of a broader aid delivery strategy.
The one advantage that it has over trucking is that it's pretty quick. I mean, it can get to need, it can get to location pretty quickly. And as I said, we'll try to do this in a sustainable way over time. It'll be a supplement to, not a replacement for, moving things in by ground.
President Biden said the best way to ensure the aid gets where it's needed would be with an extended ceasefire in place.
We're trying to work out a deal between Israel and Hamas. The hostages being returned and immediate ceasefire in Gaza for at least the next 6 weeks and to allow the surge of aid to the entire Gaza Strip, not just the south, but the entire Gaza Strip.
The pause would allow for both sides to engage in prisoner swaps similar to a six-day ceasefire in November that saw the release of more than 100 hostages held by Hamas. The proposed agreement would also be used to facilitate more aid getting into Gaza, where the humanitarian situation has worsened in recent weeks. Biden administration national security spokesman John Kirby said that the tragic loss of life in Gaza City Thursday is an indication of how desperate the humanitarian situation has become.
This event underscores the importance, we believe, of expanding and sustaining the flow of humanitarian assistance into Gaza, since so much of it is in need. And by no means should what happened yesterday preclude or prevent additional humanitarian assistance from getting in.
Israel has claimed that its forces only opened fire in response to the chaotic situation at the aid trucks and to threats posed by the surging crowd, and that most of the deaths and injuries resulted from trampling and from panicked aid truck drivers running people over. Palestinian witnesses said Israeli forces fired into the crowd, causing most of the casualties. John Kirby said the administration is calling on its ally Israel to conduct a thorough investigation into the incident.
We don't have enough information to verify those comments. That's why I said we want to see an investigation. We want to see more work done to figure out what happened.
Stefan Dujarric is a spokesman for UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres. He said a UN team was sent to the area to investigate the incident and spoke with staff at Shifa Hospital in Gaza City.
Shifa Hospital has reportedly admitted more than 700 people who were injured yesterday, about 200 of whom are still being hospitalized. By the time the teams was visiting the hospital, hospital staff told them they had received the bodies of more than 70 people who were killed yesterday.
Negotiations for a long-term ceasefire are expected to continue into next week. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.